What is up, everybody? Is it Tuesday? It's Tuesday, March 5th. We have the one and only Jordan Cox in the studio today to join me on the show because Kyle's flying around somewhere. We're talking about store count, AI credit, and a Cybertruck.
There we go. Look at that.
Cybertruck. Not the Cybertruck umbrella statement, but a specific Cybertruck that we talked about last week. We have a little bit of a follow-up. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning. The Cybertruck everybody's talking about, right?
It is. It is. And we're talking about it too. We're talking getting into things. There's a couple things going on right now. People are moving all over the country, which is one of the reasons I love this industry because everybody's so mobile. I don't know. Did you ever think you would travel and like be in an industry that was mobile when you were a kid? Like, well, maybe you did because maybe you did because I know what your parents do.
You asked like the one person that the answer is probably yes, right?
You're like, I didn't know there was any other options. Tell everybody what your parents did. Like, what did you grow up doing?
Okay. So it's funny. Like every time we talk about this, it's my dad did catering for Christian music festivals and Christian artists in the 90s. So I kind of grew up in that industry and he just had a lot of connections. If you talk about anyone that was big in the 90s that was a Christian music artist, my dad probably knew them and maybe probably had their pager number.
Oh my gosh, the pager number. We got to do a piece about pager numbers at some point.
That's right. Yeah,
and there's probably pictures of you all over the place with those folks. So Jordan's used to traveling around, working live events, meeting people. So it's kind of like, you know, the glove, it fits like a hand in a glove when you're with the Sodu.
That's right.
Hey, speaking of like events where people come together, we have 70 days until a Sodu Con in Baltimore, south of Baltimore, north Annapolis, May 15th and 16th are the main 2 days with the reception on the 14th. You can still get early bird tickets. That window is about to close. We have over 50 speakers and there are no slouches on this list. Just go to asoducon.com and check out the list. It's growing. We're releasing new ones every day. And so you'll see those speakers. Obviously, our main keynote is Will Gadara, the New York Times bestselling author of Unreasonable Hospitality, had the best restaurant in the world. And now he's sharing those insights. The book is amazing. I'm seeing it all over LinkedIn now. People reading it, talking about it, commenting on it. I guarantee you, if you read like 5 pages of this book, you will immediately be hooked. And we're going to have Will there. So you should come meet him at a SoduCon. I mean, I don't know what conversations we're going to have. We're going to be in New York City with him in a few weeks from now because we're going to do a little.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're going to do a little pre-show podcast. I'm going to try to get in. Do you remember that Lexus Toyota of Manhattan that we covered? I don't know. It was a while ago. They redeveloped the building. It's got retail space. It's got the dealerships in it. It's got a roof deck. It's right. I think it's in Hell's Kitchen, actually. Do you remember that story?
So it is in like downtown New York City for what people think, right?
Oh yeah. No, yeah. It's city. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So like, the redevelopment would be really cool just around that.
Yeah. So I mean, I think positioning the podcast at that store, like we want to like bring hospitality and automotive together. We're working on it. Hey, if you work at that store, you know somebody who does, connect us up. All right. You can just do it via LinkedIn or you could email crew, C-R-E-W at asodu.com. But we hope you join us at AsoduCon because it is going to be a wild time of insights, learning, sharing secrets, sharing best practices. I think we're just locked that we're going to do a panel on mobile service. It's a question that a lot of people have. We're going to have Jeremy Stevens from Bozard, Ed Roberts' team, who has this sucker dialed in. So if you want to learn or you're not great at it right now, you want to get better, that's one little thing that we're going to be talking about amongst a bunch of other things. There's some agenda items up. You can go click on the agenda. We're posting those as we get schedules locked. So yeah, get your tickets now. Early bird, save some money. We're also having a WOCAN breakfast meetup on the 15th. WOCAN is having a breakfast event before the show actually starts. So if you're a WOCAN member, make sure you reach out to your people, get your tickets, get your discounts, get there. You can have your event empty right into the bigger event and then spend the next couple of days with people that you really love very much. We're having a live podcast stage by Effective. I mean, we're just going on and on. This live podcast stage, we're going to be doing AsoduCon sessions, which are some of my favorite content to come out of Asodu, these 20-minute quick shot interviews. And we're going to be actually doing it, this podcast collaboration. You can sit there. You can listen. You can listen to them later. It's just going to be a lot of fun. So I hope you enjoy that as well. All right, let's talk about some news. Oh, wait, you have one more thing. There's a new episode of The Wheelhouse dropping.
Ooh, Wheelhouse, love it.
So Wheelhouse is kind of a round the horn hosted by Daniel Govert, who is one of my favorite hosts to listen to because he is so funny and he's quick-witted and he's not afraid of the hard questions, you know, Jordan? Yeah.
He dives in deep on those, doesn't he?
He does. He goes really deep. And we always have a panel of experts and just kind of kicking topics around. It's so much fun to watch because there's timers involved. There's buzzers involved. There's sarcasm involved. And you'll learn a lot while you're watching it as well. So that's going to be live streaming today at 1 o'clock, our LinkedIn page, YouTube, and all the places. So there you go. Let's get into some news. Hey,
let's do it.
I know Kyle's out and I'm like going on and on today. Yeah, so in 2023, we saw a slight decrease in new car dealerships. The number went down, but a notable rise in sales per franchise, underscoring the difference between efficiency and high demand. Note, just for the sake of this article, the count of vehicles sold in dealerships and all those things excludes brands like BrightDrop, Fisker, Karma, Lucid, Rivian, Tesla, and VinFast. So none of those numbers are in what we're talking about. New car used, the U.S. new car dealership count dropped to 18,133 in 2023, while the average sales per store franchise rate rose 14%. So it was up to 483 vehicles, down from up from 425. GM and Ford led the charge in reducing the number of franchise stores, contributing to an overall 3.6% decrease in stores. Notably, Buick nearly halved their number of stores. So cut it in half from 1958 all the way down to 1052, but they doubled their throughput to 111, cut the stores in half and doubled the throughput per store. That math kind of adds up. So the summary of that is they're selling the same amount of cars with half the dealerships. Exactly. Lincoln cut 100 of its U.S. franchises. We know some of those, bringing the total count to 535, and has plans to cut another 100 stores this year. Hyundai and Genesis are expanding their franchise stores. Here's a quote from a Hyundai spokesperson saying, "We are well on our way to 75% plus of our network upgrading their facilities by 2025, meaning people, less stores, more intentionality is what it sounds like to me, Jordan.
Oh, for sure. It's going to be interesting to see where Genesis takes things. So I've got a friend that has one of the first standalone Genesis stores in Connecticut.
Okay.
And
is that New England
there? That is New England.
We just had this big debate.
I just learned that.
We just had this big debate. What's New England? What's not? I'm sorry, I had to say it. So your friend had one of the first Genesis standalone stores in Connecticut. Yeah,
she's at one of the first, and they're really putting this effort behind elevating that brand as a whole. In fact, so Jen Suzuki even said this on the Wheelhouse episode recently, was that no one really talks about a Genesis and says, like, I drive a Genesis, or I drive one, or I want to drive one like that. But mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a rebirth of that brand as a whole once they go through and establish that. And then the other thing that kind of sticks out to me is the Buick dealerships that went from about 2,000 down to 1,000. Mm-hmm. That's because that there were 1,000 that were bought back by GM because the operators didn't want to invest in EV. Yep. Because Buick is going to go all in by 2030 for EV. So it's going to be really interesting to see those few brands that you pointed out, to see where they go in the future.
It will, especially when you overlay the context of what's happening with EV demand.
That's right.
And we're seeing so many people discuss the merit of actual demand versus false demand. And these brands that have committed all in on EVs, like you look at a brand like Volvo, who has done that, but they're a different niche, smaller brand. When you look at Buick, them committing to all EV, you see what happens there. Very, very interesting will be to see what happens there. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But, you know, more efficiency is good, in my opinion, right? It doesn't do away with competition. I think it increases intentionality.
That's right. Efficiency is a very big thing, isn't it?
It is. Speaking of efficiency, I saw you bump set that one. He looked at me. I looked at him. He bumped the volleyball net. And it was like, this one's for you, Paul. Staggering 90% of dealers and lenders reporting frustrations with AI in digital lending solutions, claiming it often results in inaccurate online payment quotes. A poll by eLend Solution has revealed a majority feel that AI's approach to evaluating consumer credit worthiness doesn't align with the reality of customer negotiations. And what happens is it's leading to mismatched payment terms. We all know that's not good. Here's a quote from eLend CEO Pete McInnes. Into Automotive News, he said, lenders aren't even pricing to those tiers any longer. Some are, but most of your major ones have a dynamic pricing model tied to the unique customer and their vehicle choice. So despite AI sophistication, 76% of initial digital retail quotes reportedly fail to match final lender decisions. highlighting this disconnection. The sentiment's backed by the concern that AI decisioning models, while they're advanced, lack the nuance of human judgment, leading to customer dissatisfaction and potentially harm the buying experience. One more quote. This is from Richard Harrod, managing partner of White Bear Mitsubishi in White Bear Lake, Minnesota, underscoring the challenge of relying on customer-provided data. He says, in a self-identification world, rarely people are correct. So basically, what's this saying to us, Jordan?
It's saying it's the Wild West for lending, payments, all that. Can you imagine when lenders actually start using AI to look at credit profiles? I think that's where it's going. And even if you look deeper in the article, like that's really what they're talking about is one caveat of it. But anyone who's spent more than 2 days in finance knows there's anti-discrimination laws. And it's going to be really interesting when something goes wrong and then all of a sudden a dealer or a lender is on the hook because of a mismatch for credit profile. What's your take on it?
I fully agree with you. And like when the second quote we had there was talking about customers are rarely correct when they give information, like the AI is generating a profile based on customer supplied answers and AI is making its calculations. And you know what happens? Everyone's going to see the best. Like it happens with trade too, right? Yeah, everyone's right. Like, my car is in excellent condition. I know only 3% of all cars of this type are in excellent condition, but mine is one of them. Same thing goes true for when it comes to credit score. Everyone's naturally going to be optimistic on that. And if AI, you have this confidence that these terms are going to be produced and the customer is going to have an idea of what their payment is. And then you get to the store or a human gets involved and the payment goes up. It is just going to continue to perpetuate the stigma that people have about this industry, that it's full of bait and switch, that everyone's trying to rip you off. And this is definitely something that is going to need to be reeled in. And I think it will be. Right.
Yeah, but it will be. But in the meantime,
but it is not
goofy
yet.
Things happening. Yeah. And that it shows you, too, what people think of the reliability of it, because so the stats that were used in this article, it's qualitative data. It's asking someone their sentiment of it. Like, hey, dealer, what do you think of this? Is this reliable information? Same thing with consumers. Is this reliable? So right now, everybody is so wary of that. It's the Wild West. It's got to get dialed in. It's got to get figured out. And then, you know, lenders right now, they used to give you a rate sheet when there were rate changes. There are less lenders doing that because they're moving more towards a dynamic pricing model for interest rates, credit profiles, all that. So it's going to be really interesting where things like finalize.
Sure is. Well, speaking of the Wild West.
Stop.
Segway.
Time.
I'm going to talk about a Cybertruck. I have a feeling that if I ever owned or drove in a Cybertruck, it would be really awesome to do it in a cowboy hat. But the Porsche dealer that turned heads last week by acquiring that Cybertruck for $244,000 at a Mannheim auction, now, less than a week later, has it listed for $289,999. That is the price, folks. So Porsche of South Orlando acquired this truck for $244,000 from the seller Give Me the VIN. A lot of people know who that is. And now has it listed for $50,000 more. This defying, obviously, Tesla's resale restrictions, which threaten a $50,000 penalty for early resales. I don't know if that applies to the original owner or not, but this is obviously the first time or the third time this Cybertruck is for sale. The original owner sold it to Give Me the VIN, sold it to Porsche Orlando. The Cybertruck only has it has under 100 miles on the odometer. And basically, John Clay Wolf, CEO of Give Me the VIN, said Tesla's threat may actually have helped inflate the price of the trucks.
Interesting.
I mean, maybe. I mean, there's a very clear statement that's running through my head on this.
What's that?
Dealers going to do what dealers are going to do.
Yeah, that's right.
And I mean, you know, like, hey, you have a rare vehicle. Of course you're going to mark it up, especially when it's getting this much attention.
Yeah. And consumer sentiment too. Like if you have one, if you owned one, of course you're going to look at it and say, okay, how much could you resell it for? Or worst case, maybe there really was a situation where they wanted to resell it. That was somewhat reasonable instead of a crazy one. So that's kind of what goes through my head too. Even on like the Cybertruck. So it's a $50,000 penalty for early resales.
Yeah.
But how do they get that back?
It's very hard to enforce.
That's what I thought.
Like I feel Tesla, and I also feel like the only one that entered into that contract, if it is terms and conditions on the sale contract, is the original buyer.
Yeah.
Right? Like no one else is liable for that. No one else signed that contract. They bought it at Mannheim auction. So it'll be interesting to see when this thing sells, what it sells for. I think it could end up selling really fast. I mean, it's Orlando, obviously.
Yeah, that's right.
There's some folks in Orlando who who are into a little showmanship, you know,
just a little,
just a tad. I'm actually going to be in Orlando soon. I'm going to DM the dealership to see if I can go. It'd be great to do like an on-site follow-up. Again, if you have a connection to Porsche Orlando, just DM me on LinkedIn, Paul J. Daly, and like connect the dots, because I promise I will bring a microphone and we will show you this actual Cybertruck from Porsche Orlando.
Oh man, that's great.
Jordan, thanks for sitting in today. It's always good. You always have me smiling before I leave Zoom calls with you. I hope everyone else is smiling here. Whatever you're doing, go care about some people. Go sell some cars, maybe even buy a Cybertruck.